This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Let me read a few verses from Revelation chapter 1, verses 13 through 16. Someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe, reaching down to his feet, and with a golden sash around his chest. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp, double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance. This is obviously a description of august glory and majesty. It is awesome, if not awful, so much so that John fell at his feet like one dead. Some of the details in this encounter would suggest this is a picture of Jesus Christ, glorified as judge, a priestly judge. His white hair represents his eternity as well as his holiness. His eyes are penetrating. His glowing brass feet indicate wrath or judgment upon sin. His voice is infinite and resistless. His hands speak of authority. His mouth and the double-edged sword represent his word and its penetrating power. His face glowed in blinding brilliance. What an awesome presence John encountered. This was not to engender fear, but rather comfort, knowing that this one is in control in the midst of all that the church and the world will go through as described in this book. This one, Jesus Christ, wants you to know that he is able to comfort and sustain you, no matter what you might be facing today.